We're going to do our final little wrap-up, and I'm going to turn over the podium to Barry.
Well, it has been quite a great few days. I think you'll all agree with me. I think the measure of success we've had, I just spoke, was speaking to somebody, all of the things that we've accomplished I could never list, but let me start off by saying, asking some people to stand up. The K-12 committee, the steering committee, the universities and colleges committee, the special education task force, if you could all stand up for a moment. These folks really did spend a lot of time in making sure this conference was a success, and I am convinced that this is a model that we need to use in the future because it certainly has worked out well for us here. So congratulations to those committees as well. Thank you very much. You know, I have been sitting at this conference for the last few days talking to people about what's going on in our province, but specifically what's happening in education. And the exchange, I think, has been worth the price of admission, if I could say. It has been touching. No better could that be reflected than the speaker previous to me. We've talked over the last couple of days about our victories, which we've had some, our frustrations, which we've also had some, and I think, most importantly, the comments that I've heard from delegates at this conference where this is the first event that they've attended. And let me, for a moment, just talk about how proud I am to be a member of this union, as others have. You know, against all odds over the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, we as a union, you as community members and workers in those communities, have stood up. And we have stood up when it hasn't been popular to do so. We did it in Nelson, we did it in Quesnel, we did it in Vancouver, we did it all across the province. And whether it was those 54 members in Nelson that stood up and said, the public services are worth maintaining. And not only do we provide those services in communities, we are also the recipients of those same services, and we're proud to be part of that community. You know, there's been a lot of victories for us as a union, but most importantly, victories for us in making people understand what I've said so many times, that we're actually part of those communities that we work in. And we're willing to stand up, as I say, where it's not popular to stand up. And no one could have been more proud than I was last May when the Hospital Service Division of CUPE went out around immense injustice and stood strong, and to see that very next day 22,000 CUPE members on the street behind them supporting them with a commitment. With the commitment of 40,000 more CUPE members to be out on that next Monday. That is an accomplishment we haven't seen in the labor movement for very many years. Congratulations to all you and all your members. We've also been working very hard in making people understand that we are just not a provincial organization. We are made up of 130 locals across this province. In fact, the very people that built this province. And as I've said to the media, you will never be able to build a strong provincial economy until firstly you build strong local economies. And that's where our program, A Strong Community, has been helpful. Because the battles that we have faced and the victories that we have achieved have not only been a result of our movement, of us as an organization, it's about building coalitions with all kinds of people in our communities. Because that slogan that we use at the federation level, that an injury to one is an injury to all, really does have an impact when you live in a small community in British Columbia. We in this province built a province that has compassion for all. Whether you live in northern British Columbia, metro British Columbia, Vancouver Island, the Kootenays, wherever you live in this province, you should have a chance because you're part of British Columbia. And we have seen a path over the past few years that has taken that away from us. And us, the builders of this province, the ones before us and the ones after us, deserve whatever we can do to make sure that we bring that back. That needs to be our number one priority. We didn't build a province. We didn't put in place a society that said our parents shouldn't have the medications that they need to have a quality life. That shouldn't be based on how much money they have in their pocket. We didn't build a society that said women's centers and all of those legal aid services should be taken away from those most vulnerable in our society. We didn't build a society that said you get an education as a result of the thickness of your wallet. Those are not the things that British Columbia stands for. Those are not the kinds of things that I want to pass on to my children, and with your help and with the help of our organization and others like us, we can and we will make a difference over the coming months. You know, there's been a lot said here and a lot of work done previous to this to get information to our locals, to make sure that they have the tools to make the kinds of judgments they need to make. Now, somebody said earlier, we won't tell people how they need to vote, how they need to react, what they need to do, if we are able to give them the tools that they need to make the decisions. I can bet you, sisters and brothers, that they will make the right decisions. Because like us, living in our communities and the quality of life we have now, we don't only live there as a result of our paychecks. We live in our communities because we believe that's the lifestyle we want for ourselves and our families. We make no apologies for making a decent wage. We make no apologies about demanding a healthy and safe workplace. We will never make apologies for defending our education system, our health system, and the rights of those least able to protect themselves in our society. That's what we need to be all about as an organization, because that's what we're all about as a people. And I think part of that, and it has been distributed, and this is the first real effort that we have made in putting those kinds of things together, a tool for us to use, in particular in K-12 in this case, but we're hoping to move from this into a similar kind of publication in post-secondary education to make sure our members actually do get the kinds of things that they need to put in their members' hands. And I know as well as you do that it's not easy. It's not easy when you have a membership of 500 or 800 or 3,000 and you can't get a quorum. And I know it's tough to be an activist in some communities where the right thinks what they're doing is what's best for everyone. But just think about it for a moment, sisters and brothers. Just think what it would be like if there was no resistance whatsoever. And we are moving forward, and we have shown others that you can make a difference collectively through our organization, through building coalitions, through talking to our neighbors about the issues that are important to all of us. And that's making sure we leave nothing less for our children than was left for us. That's important, but none of that works. None of that works at all if we leave this room and say this is a great conference and there was all kinds of great things said. It doesn't happen here, it doesn't happen in this hotel, it happens back in your communities. That's where everything you have managed to get out of this conference is going to pay off. And it might be a small thing, Somebody said earlier, you may have a local that doesn't want to get too politically active as a result of something they have in their bylaws. You may have a local that doesn't necessarily want to get too active in the labor movement. Well, we're also members of communities, and there's lots of things we can do in a community to make ourselves active for the betterment of our society. And I encourage you to do whatever you can to tap on that resource. That, at the end of the day, has won us every victory that we've had in this province as an organization. And my friends, it will be what will win every victory in the future. When I say strong communities is what we need to be all about, I truly believe that as a movement, we can go nowhere. We can go nowhere as a movement or as a society with the help, without the help of our friends and neighbors. Because, you know, it's not that you're a union member or working in education and have a good paying job, because it hurts all of us if your neighbor that you've spent the last 4 years at the hockey rink at 5 o'clock in the morning and owns a small business has got to move. That hurts our neighborhood. And that goes on and on and on. I often refer to, in my community, a small community on Vancouver Island, where people were very concerned about the safety of their children because people were just driving their cars along the street too fast. A simple problem, we would think. But it took a coalition of neighbors. It took 20 people to get together, and we built 2 speed bumps on that road. Not a major accomplishment, but we'll never know what the results of those 2 speed bumps were. But my friends, it's time to build those kinds of speed bumps in every community in this province. To stand up for what we believe in, to say that our education system needs to be maintained, it needs to be a priority, and if all of us can convince one other person, then that's the case, our communities, our children will have a better chance. I'm not going to go on and on because I have some voice to save for the Grey Cup tomorrow. And I have very little left. But let me close by saying this. This conference really has been an eye-opener for me, and I'm sure for many of you. But as I said, this conference will be nothing if we don't take what we've learned, what we've gained here, and pass it on in our locals, in our communities. Because, my friends, you know and I know that collectively we can and will make a difference. Thank you all for being here.